Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tomorrow, we have a very unusual election in a lot of ways for the District 21 House seat between Steve Nail and Diane Mitchell. Conservatives have kind of split down the middle. You've got the leaders of the Freedom Caucus, conservative movement, endorsing her, endorsing Diane Mitchell, with an exception. Lee Bright has endorsed Steve Nail, so that doesn't happen much. It gets even stranger, as I pointed out earlier, when we have the liberal Republican group that is run by the leadership is running, currently running, doing mailings, I should say, for Steve Nail, something they never do for conservatives, certainly not anyone endorsed by Lee Bright. So I am puzzled. And that's why I've asked more questions in this race than probably in most races. Steve Nail is one of those candidates who will come on the show with no preconditions and take all the questions. I always appreciate that, and I always hand it, I point it out when it's done. And I hope that's something that will continue if you win.
Yes, Tara, if I win, I commit to you, and I've told everybody, and everybody knows me, knows this. I really do my best to be completely transparent with people and tell them exactly what's going on. And I think it's in one of the reasons that I've said a number of times that I am not willing to sign the loyalty pledge is because I think the constituents need to know what's going on, and I don't want to be constrained in any way. And there's other things around the loyalty pledge as well that bother me, but I want to be able to freely speak and tell people the way I view it and why I voted on things or why I didn't vote on things or whatever.
And that's the, just for people who don't know, that's the loyalty pledge to the Republican Party. It's pretty awful. It's pretty an onerous pledge. The Freedom Caucus doesn't sign on to it because it means you can't ever criticize the Republican leadership. And that's because they're doing really bad things a lot of the time. So that's good that you're not going to sign that pledge. That's fantastic. That gives me hope. And, you know, forgive me here for asking these questions, but I've never seen a race like this one. I want to go back to one thing real quick, and then I'm going to let you have the final say. I want to understand something, okay? Because you and I kind of clashed over your membership in the South Carolina with the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, and they've been pretty awful. I mean, you're board member up till 2 months ago, supporting the gas tax, supporting what you have even told us is a really awful, awful deal where, I mean, what, $113 per South Carolina taxpayer sent to a multi-million dollar company. Here's my question for you, Steve Nail. I don't know which Steve Nail you're going to be. The guy I like, who has done this interview, who's called out that terrible deal, or the guy who was silent and said nothing publicly when he was a board member and the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce was doing that deal. I know you say you push back internally, and that's good, but we didn't hear anything from you publicly. You didn't push back when we needed you to. Which Steve Neal are you going to be if you're elected?
Well, there's only one Steve Neal, and I think one thing, Tara, is it's a little, I think it's, I mean, I'm not sure how you expect me to push back publicly. I'm not, I mean, I'm just, I'm a regular business guy like everybody else. I voice my opinions like everybody else. I do not agree. I've spoken out against Scout Motors, not just in this race, mm-hmm. but ever since it was going on, and gave you some detail as to why. I'm not against giving incentives to companies, and every company, whether they're in, you know, in South Carolina right now doing business, if they expand, there's packages that can be made available, and those work well for the businesses and for the taxpayers and for everybody involved. I just think that Scout Motors is a really egregious example in my mind, and I do not understand why we would go there for a number of reasons that I stated last week.
Well,
and you, when you,
well, hold on. No, see, and you and I agree on that, right? And mm-hmm. we're going to be just fine. I think with this audience, it's a very conservative audience. I want to rewind, though, because I want to make sure I get the record straight. You said you did speak out about Scout Motors. Did you do that when you were on the board of the Chamber of Commerce? Did you do that publicly?
No, because okay. I was doing that, you know, in classrooms, among groups I was with. I'm members of various groups. I'm the legislative action director for the state of South Carolina. I have been for on and off for a number of years with one of the biggest state Society of Human Resource Management mm-hmm. group that I belong to. I've said it in groups like that, but I mean, I didn't really have a forum, or I mean, I'm no different than anybody else that would call into a show and say they don't agree with it. But I do, because of what I do, I understand better than most people what's going, you know, how these things go down, what the benefits and what the negatives are. I just don't understand why we would first want a company like Scout here, because it doesn't fit our culture, why we would let them influence legislation, and then why we would give them cash to the detriment of the 2.7 million taxpayers. And one thing I would say, you know, it's an interesting, in fact, I think your question is great about, hey, look, you know, Lee Bright's endorsed you, now you've got these flyers coming out from SCGOP. Well, the SCGOP, or whatever this group that the Freedom, whatever it is, the Freedom Alliance, whatever it was that sent it out, they don't know me from Adam. They do not know who I am. The person that knows who I am and has known me for several years is Lee Bright. Lee Bright knows who I am. And if you were to ask Lee Bright, is he a conservative? Is he a conservative thinker? Is he a guy that's going to stand up and tell people what he thinks about things and make his opinions known? Lee Bright would say, absolutely. And that's why I endorsed him over his opponent.
I'm going to let you have the final word here, Steve. Give me your elevator pitch. You got about a minute to do it on this show. Why should folks vote for you in tomorrow in the District 21 House race? Final word, Steve Neal.
Okay, thank you, Tara. Because one, I have a wide variety of experiences, both governmental experience. I am a lawyer. I have big corporation experience. I've owned my own business for 15 years. And I've been in academia. I understand the issues within all those areas, and that well prepares me to be in the state house. I'm also a Christian conservative leader who doesn't mind telling the truth. I will do it in a way, hopefully, that's not offensive to people, but I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, and I want to treat people with respect as I do it. But I'm going to hold fast in my opinions and beliefs. I will not let the voters of District 21 down or the state of South Carolina down. And I know that I have you, Tara, and others to hold me accountable if I somehow fall short, or if you think I do.
Well, if you and Lee Bright are standing up side by side, him in the Senate, you in the House, we'll be in good shape, Steve. And I hope to report that to my audience in the future if you win.
Thank you so much, Tara.
Thank you. Real quick, one more time, where can people find you?
Facebook, Steve Neal for District 21, or on my website, www.stevenailfordistrict21.com.
All right. Best of luck tomorrow on Election Day.
Thank you so much, Kara.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.